Konnichiwa minasan, Eve desu. Welcome to episode 10 of Rock Japan. This week I'm a little late putting it out, so I'm sorry about that. Thanks to everyone who listened last week, especially to the people who commented. It's great to hear from you. First comment was by Karim, who mentioned Cozy. Now I've got some knee cozy news, so stick around for that later on in the show. I'm glad you enjoyed the song section though last week, Karim. Emery also commented, is that how you pronounce your name? A bit like Emily. Or am I totally wrong? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm glad you enjoyed the Hide song though. Thanks for listening. Next comment was by Shinzo, my favourite England buddy. Oh, I'm sorry the song was bad quality. That's kind of surprising, but I'm glad you let me know. If anyone has any problems with the show, please let me know and I'll try to fix them as soon as possible. But thanks for listening and commenting, Shinzo. Next comment by Artie. Hi, Hide is my guitar god as well, and I'm sure you guys know how much I love Hide, so I'm not going to go into that now. Just take a listen to one of my past episodes. Anyway, thank you guys for listening and commenting. Remember, you can add yourselves to the mailing list to be notified when the show's updated, which is every weekend. Okay, let me play a song for you now. This song is one of my current Dorian Gray favourites from the new tour DVD, It Withers and Withers. I actually have a strange theory about what the DVD should really be called, but I'll explain that in more detail after the song. This is Jesus Christ R&R by Dorian Gray.
Chance, no, you will ever have. Even just
was Jesus Christ R&R by Dorian Gray. As I mentioned earlier, Dorian Gray have just released their new tour DVD. Mine came in the post the other day, and, well, what can I say? It's amazing. Really, really astounding. Really good. The guys still know how to put on an amazing show. Everyone looks fabulous. Toshiya's finally had a bath. Finally! It's a bloody miracle. And Kyo's looking better than ever, with the appearance of a pimp hat and a pink jacket. Where was I? Oh yes, I was explaining what I think the DVD really should have been called. Okay, well, during Jesus Christ R&R, which I just played, Kyo jumps on stage in his pink jacket and wiggles. That's right, he wiggles. So, I thought the DVD should have been called It Wiggles and Wiggles. Yes. Well, I find my own jokes amusing. Incidentally, a full review of the tour DVD will be up on my live journal soon, and I actually do review the music, not just Kyo's wiggling and pink jacket. You'll be pleased to know. But moving on, the next song up is by a band who have just announced some dates for a US tour, and that band is Blood. This song is one of my favourites by them, and it's called The Funeral for Humanity. I hope you like it. Okay, that was The Funeral for Humanity by Blood. I think the guitar and synth sounds a little like one of Malice Mizer's song there. I'll have to think of which one, but it is really similar. Speaking of Malice Mizer, they're one of my favourite bands, but I don't play them very often, so I'm going to play one of those songs next. But before we get to that, there are a lot of new releases coming up, including a new single by Anchor Faye released on the 17th of this month, a new single from Kiru Haro in anticipation for his new album in June, a new single from Mr. Children on the 5th of July, and the first release of Kirito after Peiro's disbandment. The first press for Kirito's DVD is still available from CD Japan, so if you're a Kirito fan, you might want to check that out. Okay, this next song is by Malice Mizer, as promised, and it's called Singus, and it was one of my favourites, if not my very favourite. It's interesting because this song is composed by Yuki, who didn't compose so much, but this is really good. I hope you like it as much as I do. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Genius by Malice Mizer. Interestingly, Cozy, who is one of the founder members of Malice Mizer, is releasing his second album, Loken Roll, on May 17th. You can buy that from CD Japan now, and I have to say, I'm dithering over buying it, I really am. Also, Cozy appeared on the radio talk show Beat Shuffle on the 12th, which you can listen to online. I couldn't catch it, but Cozy played Loken Roll from his new album, and had a moustache, and kind of like a cowboy hat thing going on. I'm not quite sure. He also had this leopard print jacket and this big, big, weird glasses. You never can tell with Cozy. Okay, also Mana, who was the other founder of Malice Mizer, has his own solo project, Morismo, and they are going on their first American tour. But I'd recommend checking the news page on the official website if you're a member of Mon Amour, as there have been loads of silly rumours about this. Okay, the next song up is by a band who I've been listening to all week and I've come to really love. This song I thought was fun because it's really catchy and it makes me want to dance, or something like that. It's called Pekko Crash Trap and the band is Viddoll. That was Peku Crash Trap by Vidal. The last song for the day is by Eve of Destiny. Now, Cozy, who I mentioned earlier, is now a member of Eve of Destiny, and almost all of their stuff is frustratingly rare and impossible to get hold of. But they've held concerts in Europe, which I think is pretty cool. They've been a bit non-existent as of late, but I hope with Cozy being active again, Haruhiku Ash might get his act together. This song I really, really love, and it's my favourite by them. This will be the last song for the day, so thank you ever so much for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to leave me a comment, and I'll reply to them on next week's show, or you can add yourself to the mailing list. Okay, this has been Eve. Arigato, sayonara, minasan.